It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. If you're listening to me right now, that means we were able to see a brand new day. We crossed over to a brand new weekend, and it's the third day in the month of August 2024. Indeed, it's a blessing every single second, every single day, every single hour, every week. Is indeed a blessing that we cannot buy with money. If life could be bought with money, imagine how many people will have immortality. Imagine how many people will be alive today. But we get it every single day, free of charge, and you have gotten yours this morning. So I want you, as a collective group, let us thank God for this precious gift. Let's thank God for the gift of life. Lord Jesus, as a family, as individuals, we want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for every of our listeners. Thank you for myself. Thank you for every team in this radio station. Thank you for the entire world. Thank you for peace in our nations. Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Once again, I want to welcome you. And if this is your first time tuning in and you're wondering what you're listening to, I want to assure you that you are in the right place. This is the Open Heaven Hour, and this is the time of the day where we get to gather, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to equip ourselves for the day. If you are frequent on the show, you know what time it is. Let us tell somebody. Let us tell everybody. That it is time to hear the Word of God. This is Praise Palace Radio, and this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by our own people, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom, the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our own dear father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, a general of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, discipline shapes your future. Discipline shapes your future. Our hymn for today is Hymn 28 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 28. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. A Bible in 1 year will be taken from Jeremiah chapter 4 to chapter 5. Jeremiah from chapter 4 to chapter 5. Our memory verse today will be taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yielded the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Once again, our memory verse is taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Genesis chapter 25, from 29 till 34. Genesis chapter 25, from verse 29 till 34. Now Jacob cooked a stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was weary. And Esau said to Jacob, "Please feed me with the same red stew, for I am weary." Therefore, his name was called Edom. But Jacob said, "Sell me your birthright as of this day." And Esau said, "Look, I am about to die. So what is this birthright to me?" Then Jacob said, "Swear to me as of this day." So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. Then he ate and drank, arose and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word today in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, "While I was in secondary school, my teacher told us that every human being came into the world with a pillow of suffering which they must use before they leave the earth. You can choose to use your pillow of suffering when you are young so that you can enjoy your life when you are old. Or you can keep it intact and enjoy yourself when you are young. However, you must understand that you will surely use the pillow when you are old. If you decide to use your pillow of suffering when you are young, you will put yourself through strict discipline. You will study while others are playing, attend vigils while others are partying, build a good character while others are engaging in vices, and save while others spend all their income. The memory verse today says that the period of discipline may not seem pleasant, but they bring peace of mind in the future. Those who do not put themselves through discipline early in their lives will surely have their pillows of suffering waiting for them in the future. The choice is yours. Go through the suffering of discipline now, or face the consequences of indiscipline later. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 8 says, "Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit." Your end is more important than your beginning. It doesn't matter if you are from a poor background. What matters is that you don't die poor. It doesn't matter if you were heading to hell. What matters is that you end up in heaven. Don't trade your tomorrow for the short-term pleasures of today. Esau was hungry, and he traded his right as the firstborn for a plate of porridge. He traded generational blessings for a single plate of porridge. Today, we would have been talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Esau, but Esau gave his position to Jacob because he wanted to eat porridge. You might say that Esau was foolish, but many people are doing the same thing today. There are people who were destined to be great prophets, but never fulfilled their destiny because of 5 minutes of sexual immorality. Some potential owners of multinational businesses trade working on their business ideas for a little more sleep every night. Beloved, the cost of discipline today is nothing compared to its gain in the future. Today's Open Heaven comes with a reflection that says, am I going through the discipline that is necessary for a better future now? Am I going through the discipline that is necessary for a better future now? Thank you for staying tuned today for today's Open Heaven. Or if the Open Heaven has been blessing you and today's own has blessed you, you can also be a blessing to somebody today. You can just be saving a soul today. How can you share? You can share by visiting our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the share button on our podcast, on any one of our podcasts. There you will see our Open Heaven devotionals. Click on the podcast. Share with your family and friends. You can just be saving somebody today. You can also listen to us live every morning by 7 a.m. Every morning by 7 a.m. on Praise Palace Radio. You can listen to us live on the website www.praisepalaceradio.com. You can also download our mobile application on Play Store and Apple Store, Praise Palace Radio. Thank you for staying tuned today. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another exciting word from the hearts of our Lord. Please stay blessed. But in the meantime, also, stay tuned for a corner of hope. To stay blessed. Have a beautiful day. This far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me. Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.